have finally made it to our second part of our four part for the four agreements, and we are going to be talking about agreement number two. But first, I want to say thank you for everybody who has given me their feedback on the first episode and how they love it. There are some people that said they were going to follow along, which I encourage you to follow along. And I'm going to stress throughout this whole thing to please get this book if you don't already have it. And if you do have it, please study the book, read it again and read it again and read it again, and study it and let it be something consistent, because tonight it's going to get really, really, really good. Because this agreement is something that I have struggled with. I feel like, you know, until like before my awakening, my whole life, still working on it. I've definitely have gotten better at it, but let's just jump right into it. So for the second agreement, it is don't take anything personally. So let's let that marinate. And let me say it one more time. Don't take anything personally. So, there are a few things that I'm going to be sharing with you guys out of this particular chapter. Because, honey, this right here, for me, it definitely hits home. And I'm sure it probably hits home for a lot of you guys, for people, period. And I feel like, again, unconsciously, we take so many things personally. And we get so riled up and we get so mad when people say something that we don't like or disagree with or whatever it is in the moment. So, going to start out with the line is, whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. You can't do that. You can't take it personally. So, let's jump right into something that I have highlighted right now. All right. If you hear pages turning, excuse me. It's my book. You know, I gotta make sure I'm up to date with my Bible. All right. So, some of these may be a little bit of a long read. That's why I encourage you to get the book so you can follow along. But here we go. When you take things personally, then you feel offended, and your reaction is to defend your beliefs and create conflicts. You make something big out of something so little because you have the need to be right and to make everybody else feel wrong. So let me stop right there. This is very true. For me, I know, especially if I'm in a relationship or if I hold you at a very high standard in my life, if we get into it or we have a disagreement and you say something that I don't like or that I disagree with or doesn't coincide with what I believe in, I'm going to get upset. And I get upset because I take it personally. I take it personally that you don't agree with me and that goes against what I believe. So guess what? I'm going to be pissed off. And we can't operate from that level. We can't operate from, that's us operating from our lower self. We can't do that. And this particular agreement honestly has helped me realize my triggers. Meaning if somebody says something to me and if my heart starts beating fast, that means I'm getting upset. And so I have to really listen with the intent to understand and not respond to people. Because I really pride myself on being empathetic and putting myself in other people's shoes and really understanding, or at least trying my best to understand how they think and how they feel. This particular agreement has really helped me understand what pisses me the fuck off. And so that is why, honestly, out of any agreement, this one right here is the one that I take to the most, and that probably the chapter that I come to the most, because I have to remind myself, like, hey, just because somebody does not agree with what you think or what you believe, it doesn't make them wrong. You can grow up in the same house with your siblings or whomever, and you guys can have two totally different lifestyles, totally different beliefs. And I think that's the beauty of it, and that's the importance of not taking things personally. And when you take things personally, like an example, which is going to be later on in the book, and I'm probably going to end up sharing it, but if somebody is consistently coming to you and telling you that you are ugly, you know, you're ugly, you're unattractive, and you're hearing this constantly, you take it personally when you start to believe this. And it goes back to rewiring your brain. You're rewiring your brain to believe this negative thought. And you start to speak those things over yourself in your life. So you see how the first agreement goes into the second agreement and the third and the fourth later on. You'll realize that all these things come together to form a perspective and an idea on how you can live life. So let's continue. You can also try hard to be right by giving them your own opinions. In the same way, whatever you feel and do is just a projection of your own personal dream, a reflection of your own agreements. What you say, what you do, and the opinions you have are according to the agreements you have made, and these opinions have nothing to do with me. That's why I always tell people when they come to me, and like, let me give you an example. So recently, maybe like 3 weeks ago, maybe like a month ago now, because time be flying, but I had somebody go through whatever they were going through in their personal life. And I guess because, you know, I was busy, I was really working, I was doing my thing, I wasn't there for them in the way that they wanted me to be. I'll take some blame for that simply because I really was working, I really wasn't sleeping, and when I did go to sleep, I go to sleep, wake up, have to go to work. You know, typical things that I feel like people do. And when we finally sat down and had a conversation, they just went off. Like, I didn't even know that they had whatever they had personally going on, because again, we hadn't talked. And they got so angry at me, and they said that I was, this is what really threw me off. They said, oh, you're emotionally abusive and verbally. No, they said I was verbally abusive. They said you're verbally abusive and I don't need this type of energy in my life. And when they were telling me these things, I didn't get upset. And I didn't get upset because I didn't take what they said personally, because for one, I'm practicing this shit right now. And so I understand what triggers me and what doesn't. And this would have been something that would have triggered me and pissed me off, and I would have just seen red and just snapped. But because I am so into what I'm doing and into this practice and into bettering myself as a whole, period, you know, when they were saying these things, I didn't get upset because I didn't take it personally, because I know who I am at the end of the day. I don't need anybody to tell me who I am. I don't need anybody to tell me who they think that I am, because at the end of the day, I know who I am. And once you are certain in who you are as a person, what anybody else has to say doesn't mean a goddamn thing. You have to be secure in who you are as a person. And I sometimes feel like if what they are saying is really pissing you off, there may be something that you need to dig deep and fix. Because it's a difference between the truth and bullshit. And if you're getting the same thing, the same information from different people, then that may be something that you may need to reevaluate within yourself. But if it's something that you've literally only heard from one person, like literally one person, then you'd be like, to hell with that. I don't have to listen to what you have to say. I know who I am. I know how I'm operating. You don't know how I'm operating. You're only saying this because you're hurt. And people say things out of being hurt, unfortunately, but it's very important to be mindful of those things as well. So let's move along. Let's see where we at. All right, here we go. Some part of the mind has objections to certain thoughts and actions, and other parts supports the actions of the opposing thoughts. All these little living things create inner conflict because they are alive and they each have a voice. So basically, this is saying, going back to the voice, it's like the devil and the angel. You have the devil on one side, you have the angel on the other. These are all things that contribute to us being impeccable with our word, and also being mindful of the things that we do. And what agreement am I on, y'all? I'm getting stuck, like I'm getting so riled up because it's my favorite. Being mindful of the things that we do and mindful of things that they say, being impeccable with our word, and also just getting in the way of us just being better and doing better. Not taking these things personal. You have the devil, you have the angel. And when you have those forces on your side, you can either go with the devil and feed into what people say about you, Or you could go with the angel and know who you are and stand your ground and be like, you know what? I know who I am. I don't need you to tell me who I am. I know what's up. So that's why we have to understand and be mindful of, again, this goes into one, and I'm probably going to be very repetitive with this because I really want you guys to understand. Being impeccable with your word goes into not taking things personally. You know, if you know who you are as a person, the things that you say will be impeccable. If you believe in who you are as a person, the things that you say will be impeccable. It will be positive. We can't take these things personally that people do and say to us, because if we do, we'll be fucked up individuals. We will be fucked up individuals. So, if someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift that they walk away from you. If that person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure many years of suffering with him or her. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will eventually heal. Then you can choose what you really want. You will find that you don't need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices. You make it a strong habit to not take anything personally. You avoid many upsets in your life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear, and even your sadness will simply disappear if you don't take things personally. And this cannot be the most truest thing ever. One of the main reasons why I am where I am in my life and why I am able to be at peace with so much is because I realize that I don't take on the beliefs and agreements that other people have about me, unless it's true. But 9 out of 10 times it's not. And when I did that, it eliminated a whole bunch of people. Like, people just started like not fucking with me because they realized, oh, she's not even trying to like get in confrontation with me about this shit. For what? I know who I am. I love myself. I love what I'm doing. I know what I'm capable of doing. I do not need any confirmation from you. But let me read that one more time. Let me read this first line one more time. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift they walk away from you. If that person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure many years of suffering with him or her. So, if you know that you are not being treated right, and they don't walk away, and you allow that person to stay, knowing that they're not going to treat you right, and they haven't been treating you right for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in some people's cases 10 years. Look, the saying is true. What you allow will continue. If you allow that person to do you wrong and treat you wrong, guess what? They're going to keep doing it. Why? Because they know they can get away with it, number one. And number two, you don't have boundaries for yourself. It is very important to set boundaries for yourself. Know what you will allow. Know that what you won't allow. But also, let me just say this. Put this on your mind. Put this into perspective. You cannot expect to get something from people or another person that you aren't giving as well. And if you are given something that you want in return and it's not given to you, then you need to let them go. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you something. Love, they never pay no bills over here. I can't pay a light bill on love. I can't pay my car note on love. You know what I'm saying? So let's be mindful of that. Again, I'm going to keep going back. Just being impeccable with your word. Knowing who you are as a person. Knowing who you are as a queen. Knowing who you are as a king. Just knowing who you are. Let's not take these things personal. If my lover is going to come to me and be disrespectful to me, I'm taking that as a note. And guess what? If you're not going to dismiss yourself, then I'm going to have to dismiss you for you. Because people come to you and treat you how you treat yourself. There's this saying, I treat others, or treat others how you want to be treated. Fuck that. I've been there and I've done that. And the reason why I say fuck that is because I look at how people treat themselves. And if they don't treat themselves with love, kindness, and respect, I don't even want to be bothered with them. So I'm not going to give you the opportunity to come into my space if you don't even love yourself. If you're talk down on yourself, if you're not being impeccable with your word to yourself and your life, then baby, guess what? I know what you you're not finna do over here. You're not finna come over here and try to make it seem like you can speak, but you can't, because everything starts with you first. You have to start with yourself. So, with that being said, that is agreement number two. We've done number one, be impeccable with your word. And number two, don't take anything personal. I really, really hope that you guys, if you haven't already, get this book. If you got it, again, I'm going to keep pushing. Read, study it. It is very important. Again, it has replaced my Bible. I still read the Bible, but it has replaced my Bible. And I really do appreciate you guys joining me. I know I got a little like lost in the sauce in the midst of it because I was getting really riled up, because this is really something that I hold. This particular agreement is something that I hold close to me, because it is literally something that I work on every single day. People hit me up and tell me crazy shit all the time, or when people get upset, like they come at me, and it's a really challenging thing. So what I challenge you guys to do in the next even the next 24 hours, start in the next 24 hours. If somebody says something crazy to you, or if you have a disagreement or an argument with somebody, just take a deep breath. Breathe in positivity, exhale negativity. Go into the situation with the intent to listen and not respond. And then realize that, the stuff that they're saying about me, it's not true, because I know who I am. And you just go in like that and watch how it'll change your life. I'm telling you, you got to start somewhere. It'll change your life. This book will change your life. I promise you that. Again, thank you guys. I'm Kiera. Thank you for joining me with Talk Your Shit. Check you guys later on for part three of the four agreements.